This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. This week we are continuing our monthly series on aging. While there are many challenges that come with getting older, more and more people past the age of 65 enjoy healthy, active lifestyles. Today we'll talk about different programs in the La Crosse area that focus on helping seniors stay healthy both physically and mentally. Joining us in studio are Barb Schaefer, Fitness Director for the La Crosse Area YMCA, Mai Chor Lee, Health Educator for the La Crosse County Health Department, and Jan Olson, President of UWL's Learning and Retirement Program. And thank you all so much for being here today.
Thank you.
So each of our guests today represents a different program available in the La Crosse area that focuses on physical or mental fitness for seniors. So Barb, would you mind just by starting off and telling us a little bit about some of the programs the Y offers?
The Y offers actually several different types of programs. We have our regularly scheduled kind of class programs that are Silver Sneakers classes that are offered, and we have certified Silver Sneakers instructors teaching them. And those classes are classes like a yoga stretch, like a chair yoga class. We have another one called Classic, which is muscular strength range of movement. And also we have a circuit, which is a little bit more cardio-oriented. Above and beyond those are walk-in classes. We offer special program classes that address certain needs in the community. We hear from our seniors in our population and what the needs are, and also from healthcare providers. So some of those classes are like Parkinson's patients classes. We have a class called Moving for Better Balance that has Tai Chi type movements. We're starting a program in June called Walk with Ease, which addresses arthritis. And so we're working on a lot of more specialized programs also. So we have a variety of things that we offer.
And how are these programs different than maybe the typical fitness class? How is, how are they approached differently?
Like I said, the Silver Sneakers classes are a special class that the instructors are certified in. So this is offered through the Healthways organization. And those classes are geared towards seniors. A lot of the exercises emulate kind of functional movements that you do during the day, like getting in and out of a car, lifting up a pitcher of milk and pouring it. So they address kind of the things that seniors do on a daily basis. And they're also taught with several different modifications available. So the instructors are trained on how to offer those modifications.
And are, programs like these pretty common in many communities around here?
Yes, very much so. The Silver Sneakers program is nationwide. So, and also several insurance companies honor the Silver Sneakers membership. So there are some benefits for those participants that belong in the Silver Sneakers program through their insurance agencies.
In my chart, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Smart Seniors program?
Yes, we don't. At the health department, the Smart Seniors program, it is one of the programs that we got funded about a year and a half ago to do a pilot testing, and that funding was through the Brahmer Foundation. And then once we did the pilot testing, it got really popular. But then that grant ended, so we have to reapply for another grant through the Bader's Foundation and to continue this program for this year. We're not sure about next year, but this year we will definitely have two sessions. And the Smart Seniors program is based off the Supernoggin program. I don't know if you have heard of it, but the Supernoggin is an evidence-based program. It focuses on brain fitness by combining a unique blend of instructions, motivations, practice, activities, and things like that. So people that come to this the Smart Seniors program, they actually learn, and each week we would have a different topic, memory techniques or remembering names and faces. Then we would practice on it, and then I would tell them to track on it. So it's actually a very social, fun program.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the specific goals? You started to talk about, memory and things, but, what are some of the specific goals of the program?
Well, the goals of the program is to definitely to maintain your brain health. It's to maintain your brain healthy brain health. That's the goal. So to definitely delay it or prevent it if you could. And they are showing that there are things that you could do to prevent it. So that's what this program is about.
Mm-hmm. And, how many people have participated in the program since it started here?
Okay.
maybe an estimate.
Right. Well, I could tell you that each session, it's Well, the first session we had 11 weeks in the year. Second session we had 17 weeks because we thought that the grant is it's ended, so we really need to extend it a little bit more. And then third session we had we have 14 weeks, and now the session has 13 weeks. In the past, we have well over 40 people attending each session. So I don't know, over 100 to 200
wow.
people that attended.
That's great.
It's a great program.
And Jan, do you want to tell us a little bit about the Learning and Retirement Program?
The Learning and Retirement Program was, I guess, established, created, whatever you might want to call it, in 1994. There was some interest in forming this organization, and what it was is to actually offer classes to seniors, and so the you know, the organization was aptly called Learning in Retirement. And the only qualification that you had to have to join is to have a willingness and eagerness to learn. And this organization has its own curriculum committee, promotion committee. It's volunteer-based. And but then it runs through the university, through continuing education, to manage the things that you could imagine that would have to be run, you know, administratively. The membership runs from anywhere from 150 to 200 plus in a given year. The classes range anywhere, you know, with the arts to sciences. We try to well-round it so that there's a class in every discipline per semester. We offer bus trips, maybe 2 to 4 a year, always with an educational basis. You know, you're going to a museum or you're going to educationally based, I guess I want to say. We've also offered international trips, which have been very successful.
How does, you know, the Learning and Retirement Program, I imagine they model traditional college courses. You know, how is that kind of a different experience for people rather than maybe kind of more typical mental fitness class or a class focusing on memory or, you know, other issues for seniors?
Okay, well, these classes, I would say they're very interactive with the instructor. The instructors are always feel very refreshed having this audience because of being so interactive and asking questions and so involved in the classroom. And boy, if that doesn't keep your mind sharp, you know. And so I guess that's where I would say it's just so interacting.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. Today we're talking about healthy aging, how some local programs are helping people 65 and older maintain a healthy body and mind. We're here with Barb Schaefer, fitness director for the La Crosse Area YMCA, Mai Chor Lee, health educator for the La Crosse County Health Department, and Jan Olson, president of the UWL's Learning and Retirement. And Barb, you know, why is physical fitness so important for people 65 and older? You know, why is that an important topic for them to focus on?
It's important in a lot of different ways. Obviously, staying physically fit helps you to just perform your daily activities that you do every day. You know, getting in and out of the car, you know, going shopping for groceries, you know, playing with your grandchildren. And it also helps to delay chronic disease. It helps with a lot of other health issues like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, helps people stay fit, keeps that weight off. So it's very beneficial, you know, from a physical standpoint, but above and beyond that, there is that emotional well-being that comes with the aspects of physical fitness. You're taking care of yourself. You're doing something positive. A lot of times you're in a group setting where you're in a group exercise class, so there's a strong sense of community, making friends, which helps you emotionally, helps that emotional well-being. So it's very important from a lot of aspects for seniors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you mentioned the kind of the emotional health portion of it. And I know that the Y offers, classes that are unique and maybe more geared towards being fun. I know that you guys offer a TAP class for older adults that are specifically kind of focused towards that demographic. You know, why is it important to make those classes fun?
Well, you want the seniors to feel a sense of community. They like a sense of belonging, there's kind of that intrinsic motivation once they get established in a group setting and they're doing fitness classes. You know, it's a way to make friends. It's a way to have fun. And the benefits from that is also the physical fitness part of it, because they know they're doing something for their body and they're trying to stay strong and fit. And as we get older, we want to be as strong as we possibly can.
And my chore, the seniors that, come and participate in the Smart Seniors program, is that more of a preventative, I guess, measure? Or are they starting to experience some problems with memory or other issues that typically come with aging and kind of wanting to address those?
The population that come to our program are usually, they are there for preventative health. They are there to prevent so that their brain fitness is still sharp. if there are some, loss and cognitive delay in there, then ideally this program is for prevention. So I am not sure if somebody has some sort of cognition already. I think they could still benefit from it, but I would say that maybe not as much as somebody who is still very sharp out there. So I shouldn't say seniors. Mm-hmm. Ideally, maybe it's for somebody who is 50 mm-hmm. and up. So, mm-hmm.
And I think that... the idea of brain fitness, of mm-hmm. the idea of maintaining, that mental sharpness has kind of become more common.
Right, right. And sometimes when we're talking about brain fitness, we're not talking about IQ. It has nothing to do with IQ. It just means that you are still able to function at the level that you are supposed to. You are still, being involved with the community. You are still able to pay your bills and do all of the things that you normally do. So it has nothing to do with IQ.
And what are, other than participating in the Smart mm-hmm. Seniors program, what are things that people could do to, maintain that brain health outside of a traditional program?
Right. Some of the things that they talked about is definitely do something that's outside of your comfort zone. So in that program, we talked about laughter or laugh out loud and just do silly things, because sometimes when you do silly things, but make it fun. Because if somebody pushed you to do, for example, for exercise, if somebody pushed you to do it, then it's like, it's not fun. So maybe that brain, it's not working as much as you do it for the enjoyment of it and you do it for the fun of it and you do for the health of it. So I think that person has to do it because they enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And, Maitor mentioned that, trying something new can be, really good for maintaining, mental health. And Jan, how does that kind of fit in with the idea of learning something new and how that is good for our mental health?
Well, just, obviously for many reasons is, you talk about wanting to stay healthy mental, on a mental level like that. Well, taking classes of interest to you, that just sharpens the brain. That just keeps you going. And
so you could learn a different language.
actually, we have had real introductory classes in a foreign language. Right. But the trouble is getting the teacher for that can be the tricky part. But these different classes that they take just opens their minds to new ideas, to new things, or refreshes them from something they've taken years ago. It's nothing that there's tests or homework or anything like that, but it's just the fun of learning and being with people, learning in a kind of a social setting. Someone said, "Well, I don't need to go to that class. I can go on my computer on the internet, and I can find out anything I want to find out." Well, you know, that's probably true. But it's more than that. It's being active in going to a place and interacting with people. That is just one of the most important things of the program.
And what have been some of your most successful class topics?
I'm not politically motivated in any way, but I will tell you, depending if it's an election year, one of our more favorite classes or instructors is Joe Heim. You know, he's retired from UW-La Crosse. We all know Joe. And he has taught learning and retirement classes for us, for many years. And in fact, today is the second of a two-part class he's taught. And I think there was like 70 signed up, and that's very large, because I could say on a good day maybe an average class size 25, 30, 12, you know. So not politically speaking, but that's a very popular one.
Mm-hmm.
And just because that's such a fresh one that we were talking about today in a different meeting I was at. We have a mystery writing class, mystery writers, people that write mysteries, the authors. That's a popular one. There's a literature class that's held maybe every other semester by a former campus professor, and that's very popular. But it's just a variety, of classes, and it's not like we offer the same ones every semester. You know, we switch it around, but there's ones that we have repeated that obviously they're repeated because they're popular.
Mm-hmm. And are your instructors, you mentioned that, you know, one of the instructors was retired as well. I mean, is that pretty typical that your instructors are also kind of in that demographic?
Many times, yes. Probably more times than not. There's several people that have retired from UWL that are members of Learning and Retirement, but then also teach.
And how was that a unique experience for them as well?
Well, like I alluded to a bit ago, you know, they taught here. Their typical classroom, you know, college age kids, and how the response is, and in the class and everything. So when they have the older crowd come in and they participate and they're happy to be there and they're not sleepy, I'd say that is quite the contrast for them, and they really enjoy that.
That's Jan Olson, president of UWL's Learning and Retirement Program, here with us today to talk about how seniors can stay mentally and physically healthy as they age. Also joining our conversation is Barb Schaefer, fitness director for the La Crosse Area YMCA, and Mai Chor Lee, health educator for the La Crosse County Health Department. You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. And back in January, in our first show in this series, we talked about how the population of Wisconsin and neighboring states is getting older. And one of our guests mentioned that, you know, this isn't necessarily a bad thing. And, you know, many people who are reaching age 65 and older are staying more active than they used to. You know, Barb, how common is it for people who reach retirement age to not slow down in their lifestyle and really, you know, embrace a very active lifestyle?
I would say there's several people in that population, when you say 60 to 65 and older. Again, I think we're the first senior population or generation that we're seeing a kind of a switch in the perception of seniors and what they can and can't do physically and mentally, and also the fact that, you know, there are just a lot of more options available. They're a much more aware population of what's out there. They're not afraid to try new things, and especially as people get older, they kind of lose those inhibitions and they want to try different things, particularly when they retire. But, you know, we all know that the baby boomer population will peak at about 2030. So we have several years still to go where we have a lot of time left to really address some of the things that are going on. But we see a lot of seniors come in and it's like the best time of their life. Once they retire, they can do whatever they want to do and they're very, very active. They have more time. I hear many seniors say, I'm more busy than when I was working, because they have all these things they finally have the opportunity to try and to do. So, but we're really seeing that switch where there isn't the either the inhibitions or just the, you know, fear of trying something different. So, and physical activity is one of those things. And we see a lot of seniors that stay active all the way until 95, you know, that participate either in our fitness classes or come to our wellness center and use our equipment. But again, as Jan mentioned, that sense of community, that sense of belonging, and that sense of interaction, getting out, leaving the home, you know, get going someplace and interfacing with other individuals is really very important. And that's part of wellness as well, as I think.
And Maitra, you're shaking your head. Do you feel like that, you know, the fact that seniors are staying more active as they get older, do you think that's changed the way that, you know, like the health department or other, you know, whether it's government or just organizations respond to that population? Do you think it's changed the programs that are offered?
I think it has. And then I think the other thing that I'm thinking about, it has to be with education. Now that older adults are being more educated about exercising, whereas before, maybe there isn't as much education. So now as we are aging and we're more educated, I think we're trying to do things that will prevent us from getting that, I don't know the word. From getting degraded. That's the word that I could think of right now. So I guess, I just feel like there is more education out there. So that's why people are trying to stay active, trying to do the things to prevent them from getting dementia, Alzheimer's, that type of things. And there is more preventative programs out there now versus before, I think. Because I've never heard of any of the program that Barb talks about. And now she's talking about them. So I'm like, great, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Barb.
When I came on board at the Y about 5 years ago, I, being in the same demographic as seniors, recognized that there's a lot of seniors out there that really want to start exercising or don't know where to go or how to get started. And so I developed a program called Seniors Shape Up at the Y. And this is a program that's geared to non-members, so they can come into the Y and learn about all the classes we offer for seniors. And it's been very successful. I've had probably 420 people participate in it in the last 5 years. A lot of the people convert to membership, obviously, because they find things that they like to do. I mean, like Zumba Gold. I mean, they really like, you know, fun activities like that. But, you know, a lot of these folks that are in this population go to the doctor and they say, you've got high blood pressure, you've got high cholesterol, you need to lose weight. And many of them aren't familiar with what type of exercise is available. So that's why we decided to bring them in and say, these are some things that you can do. We introduce the silver sneaker classes and make them very aware of what their options are, because many of them are intimidated to walk into a wellness center or a gym and say, gee, what do? I don't know where to start. I don't know anything about this. And so we really try to guide them and teach them that they have a lot of options available. So I think you're right. I mean, educating them and letting them learn about what they can do, because it can be intimidating. But once they get that education, they feel very empowered, and, you know, then they just feel very comfortable.
Do you think it was common 20 years ago to see this demographic at a wellness center, at a gym?
I would say no. I would say, we're seeing that switch. And the more we see seniors participate in any program, whether it's something, you know, at the Y or it's in the community, and because that population is growing so rapidly, there's more of us, obviously. So I think we're just seeing just more numbers. We're seeing people see others in their same population participating. So that encourages them to want to get out and try things that are new. So there's not that fear, again, like I said, of the inhibition. But and I think you're going to continue to see that growth and that, you know, a lot of the seniors, you know, learning new things and wanting to get out there and find out what their options are, especially after they retire.
Barb Schaefer, Fitness Director for the La Crosse Area YMCA, is here with us today to talk about healthy aging in the fourth installment of our monthly series on aging. Also joining our conversation is Mai Chor Lee, Health Educator for the La Crosse County Health Department, and Jan Olson, President of UWL's Learning and Retirement. Coming up, we'll continue our conversation on local programs helping seniors stay mentally and physically active. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. To hear audio archives of today's show, visit our website, wpr.org/newsmakers. You'll also find links to some of the resources and programs that we talked about today. Our site also has archives of other past editions of Newsmakers, and if you'd like to share comments or make suggestions for future shows, you'll find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/newsmakers. For updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more, like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Hope Kerwin. Today we're continuing our monthly series on aging in the Cooley region. As healthcare continues to improve and the average lifespan gets longer, more people 65 and older are enjoying healthy and active lifestyles. Joining us to talk about different programs in the La Crosse area helping seniors stay mentally and physically fit are Barb Schaefer, Fitness Director for the La Crosse Area YMCA, Mai Chor Lee, Health Educator for the La Crosse County Health Department, and Jan Olson, President of UWL's Learning and Retirement Program. How do you think advancements in kind of healthcare, both for physical health, but also for mental health care, you know, learning more about dementia, you know, Barb, how do you think that has kind of improved the fitness activities that are available for seniors?
I think, you know, it's improved. I think healthcare providers are starting to recognize the value of exercise. Obviously, they're very knowledgeable about the benefits, but they're actually almost prescribing exercise now for seniors. You know, particularly even what we call prehab type of exercise, where you get ready for surgery. They'll often tell them to come in and work out either in the wellness center or participate in certain classes. So they might be getting ready for knee surgery or something like that. So they want them to get strong, so that the surgery goes well, but also post-surgery in their kind of rehab sessions, it goes much more quickly. They recover more quickly because of that. So we're seeing the benefits of the healthcare providers, you know, recognizing some of the benefits of exercise. Or, you know, post-surgery, you know, in a rehab situation, once they go through their physical rehab, say in a hospital setting, then they refer them on to us where we get them in some programs or classes or even personal training sessions where they can continue that rehabilitation. So,
in my chart, how do you think that, you know, just improved knowledge about mental health, you know, and different aspects of that, how do you think that's kind of changed the way that we offer mental health, you know, fitness programs for seniors?
Right. I think I think the provider are doing a good job of, like Barb said, recognizing some of the signs and symptoms. And I think, you know, doing education, I think it has improved big time. And I think they are screening at the doctor's office to see if there's any dementia in there. So overall, I think it has improved everything in overall.
And Jan, you know, the Learning and Retirement Program obviously is offered through UWL, and But how common are these kinds of programs that offer, you know, kind of college courses for people in retirement age?
How common is it, would you, did you say? Well, I think I don't like to speak of our competition, but there's classes that are offered similarly from through the public library, maybe the hospitals, that sort of thing. So it is quite common, but I just think it all so ties in with mental health. It's a package. You know, you can exercise, and that's great, but you have to keep the mind active. You have to exercise the mind. And that's where these classes and the social aspect of it, too, is so, so important. When I worked in continuing education, you know, I spoke to a lot of people. And just the fact that sometimes when I took a call for learning and retirement, a person, maybe that was their contact for the day. And offering or encouraging them to sign up or, you know, join was very rewarding, but it helped them too. I'd say another thing about, you know, keeping the mind alive and active is so important. But this organization and these classes have many wonderful friendships have evolved from that. And that it was so good to see where, they become a family in this group. And so, you know, if you're alone, if you live alone and you come and be part of this, it is like a second family. So there's just so many advantages to this program.
And are most people who, you know, come and take courses, do they typically have, you know, a college education that they, you know, received before? Or, you know, for some of them, is this kind of their first time experiencing maybe secondary or post-high school education?
The backgrounds are completely varied. And one thing that we always stressed in promoting this organization is that a college background is not required. It's totally not required, because some people may, they're going to come to the university and take a class, and I must have to have a degree. You absolutely do not. The only requirement is your willingness to learn. So, you know, like I said, there's a varied amount of backgrounds, retired teachers, nurses, but then everything in between. So it's a good mix.
With our Smart Seniors program, you know, after when the class is done, there is participants in that class that still form their own group called Laughter. I mean, laugh out loud that they would still meet. I think because that time it was still cold, so they met at somebody's house. But then they are saying that in the summertime, we want to go outside and just do it outside. So, I mean, so that group still continues to meet. And I think that's wonderful that the friendship continues on after the program has ended.
And do you think that that social aspect of it is also an improvement to the participants' mental health abilities?
Sure. It is definitely big time. And then with our Smart Seniors program, you don't have to know anybody in there, because even though you come with a friend, we're still going to mix you up with other people that you don't know. So definitely, so that way your social network can, I don't know, expand, and, you know, and then that's what they're saying, doing something outside of your comfort zone, meeting new people, that's a new bring fitness.
Right. We see that at the Y as well. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of, common threads, you know, because, right. Again, getting out and coming someplace and doing something for yourself and being active. And we have a lot of the seniors that have made friends at the Y, participating in classes together. And after class, they go and have coffee. And now they sometimes have potlucks and they get to know each other. So that social aspect helps with that mental well-being. It really is very important. So we see the same thing. And I think when those seniors get together, it's very interesting to see what happens.
Yep, definitely.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. Today we're talking about healthy aging, how some local programs are helping people 65 and older maintain a healthy body and mind. We're here with Barb Schaefer, Fitness Director for the La Crosse Area YMCA, Mai Chor Lee, Health Educator for the La Crosse County Health Department, and Jan Olson, President of UWL's Learning and Retirement Program. And so, Barb, you know, when obviously coming and participating in the fitness programs are, you know, helpful for seniors, but what other tips or advice would you give to people 65 and older who want to stay healthy and active?
I think really is to kind of investigate your options and educate yourself of, you know, what's out there in the community and what appeals to you, but also, you know, to start out slow. Try not to do too much too soon. Obviously, if you have some health concerns or if your physician has referred you to, you know, a certain class or a program, is to let the instructor know about some of those limitations that you might have so that who is ever teaching the class can make sure they offer modifications or they're aware of you know, things that are going on with you physically. But, you know, don't be afraid to try things. I always recommend that if you're interested in something, just go and watch a class or watch someone doing it and say, gee, I think I can do that, or I don't know, that might be too much for me. But really, you know, educating yourself, go slowly, and really, you know, if you have the time, investigate the different things that are available and find something that you like, because once you find something that you like, you're going to stick with it. And I think that's important, you know, as far as physical activity for all of us. We have to find something that we like so that we know that we're going to stick with it and continue with it.
And Jan, you know, I think the same question applies here. You know, other than, you know, taking courses and through the Learning and Retirement Program or others, you know, what are things that people can do to kind of maintain, you know, that brain power, that learning new things and those abilities?
Well, just for the fact that I know a lot of people that are in this organization, these same people are, again, involved, whether it be Eagles or their church or, I had lunch with a friend today, and she's retired, and she has like five things that she's involved in, plus learning in retirement and, you know, auxiliaries. And so there's just all those many things that people can become involved in and stay active mentally. And I know they do, just for the people that I'm involved with. And like you said, you know, how did I have time to work? <That's>, so.
Right. And do you think that, you know, just keeping seniors active both physically and mentally, Jan, do you feel like that has a larger effect on the community?
Oh, absolutely, because I see the community witnessing this. And in some ways, these people are teachers for the future, to showing younger people that this is what's going to happen down the road, or will help you down the road and inspire you to keep active physically, mentally, you know, as the younger ones go forward.
Mm-hmm. In my chore, I would ask the same question of you. Do you feel like working in the health department that having people stay active when they're older, that's had an effect on the community?
I think it has. The county also offers a program called Strong Seniors Program, which is another exercise program. But like I said, you know, being active and being fit, I mean, brain fitness. It's not just all about physical activity. So, it's about having good nutrition. That's a big part of it, too. Definitely having a good nutrition, staying active, challenging your mind, which is learning something new, developing a positive attitude, definitely nurture your spirits, get organized, avoid toxic chemicals, sleep well. That's another huge issues out there. Minimizing stress, maintain that social connection that we talked about, you know, that friendship. And definitely the other thing that they talked about is, you know, it's anytime if you're being physically active, like riding bike or something like that, we always recommend always use a helmet to protect your head, because of course you don't want any injuries. And so I think it's very important.
And Barb, you know, we've been talking about how you know, this generation of people 65 and older are really kind of changing the way that we think about retirement and getting older. Do you feel like that is going to start to become kind of the norm for people to assume that just because they hit 65 doesn't mean that, you know, that that's the end of their kind of active lifestyle?
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think it will. It's going to be changing, I think, continuously. And like Jen said, you know, as far as the older generation teaching the newer generation, it's like now you can see that there are options. As you get older, doesn't mean that you just stop living. I mean, obviously, sometimes when people retire, it's like a new awakening, and it's a new adventure for them. And if you're physically fit and mentally fit, I think there's the options out there are limitless. I mean, you can do lots of different things. So, and like we were discussing, I mean, if you're physically fit all your life, it really does make a difference as you age. I mean, when AARP first came to be, turning 50 was considered over the hill. Now sometimes people think turning 50 is just starting, you know. So I think that there is going to be a change in what people can do physically and what people can do mentally.
And does the YMCA have plans for expanding this program for doing new kind of activities?
Yes, we're constantly looking at, you know, what's out there in the community. What are the needs of the community? You might be aware we're building a healthy living center in collaboration with Gunderson Lutheran, and looking at some of the programs that we can do together to help patients. But also we just took on a new mental health director at the Y, and she will be addressing a lot of the needs in the community from a mental health perspective, because we recognize the fact that not only is physical fitness important, but mental health is extremely important, and we feel very strongly that we need to kind of look at that as well. So I think, you know, it'll be an ongoing process.
And Jan, you know, obviously the Learning and Retirement Program has been going on for a number of years now. Is there new plans for continuing and expanding the program, or new classes being offered?
Well, there's always class planning in the works. You know, that's what the curriculum committee is about. And those ideas, the class ideas, maybe come from committee members, but it also comes from the members at large, because you want to address those needs. That's who you're playing to. And so we're continually looking for new programs, but also repeating what was popular in the past. So it's twofold, yes, but yes, you know, we're creating, but we want to keep it alive what was popular.
Mm-hmm. And have there been any kind of surprising requests of classes that you know, people really want to take?
Well, a few years ago, or how many ever years ago, I don't know, a class on football.
Wow.
And
on how to play football, or the history of football?
Well, history, we have to, it has to be educationally based, of course. But the history of it, understanding the game, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. And we had a very popular instructor, retired from UWL, teach that class. So that was interesting, that was of interest. So that would probably be one of, from my point of view, maybe an unusual class. But there's just been so many years.
Well, from the football example, you know, it sounds like they don't necessarily have to be kind of your
typical higher education courses. I mean, you know, it sounds like it's kind of whatever people are really interested in wanting to learn about.
And that's very true. We've had, you know, classes on estate planning, which is fairly common, but and finances, you know, investing money. We've had different people come in for that. Advanced planning. Everything from geology to history of presidents. I mean, it's just so varied. But it's, again, it's for what the customer wants, and that's, you know, what we want to address and offer.
And, you know, some of the more financial planning and estate planning, those obviously seem very practical for the demographic that's, you know, attending those courses. They, you know, I assume that they'll have to start kind of thinking about those things more often than they did before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And they've always been very popular classes, those classes. So that's a draw to the membership. And there's a couple other ones that I'm trying to think of. Seeming like I'm having a senior moment here today. Here I thought the 60 was the new 50 or something like that.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
And Barb, you know, what are some of the biggest issues that you guys are really hoping to kind of help seniors avoid?
Well, obviously, you know, we're trying to help people avoid, you know, chronic disease, you know, trying to delay some of the things that happen to seniors. And so, you know, we're looking at what those options are. We do have a special class of Parkinson's patients that we see some improvement in balance and strength in a lot of those patients. So, again, we're not changing the fact that they have Parkinson's, but it's the fact that some of the things they're doing helps them with that strength and with that balance that they're challenged with. So, but I guess, you know, looking at, you know, whatever we can do to help some of those special populations is really important to us. So,
and Mychor, you know, what are some of the specific issues or problems that you guys are helping seniors kind of avoid?
It's pretty much like what Barb said. So it's definitely, I mean, right now the hot topic is physical activities. it seems like that's the overall preventative health right now. So it's what Barb said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in the Smart Seniors program, I imagine that dementia is a big issue that you guys are kind of helping to address.
Definitely. That's what the Smart Seniors program is about. Mm-hmm. Definitely. It's to delay some of those cognitive problems. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jan, do you feel like there's any, you know, just being kind of a part of this community that's offering programs for people 65 and older, do you feel like that there is you know, a need for this demographic that's not being addressed by programs that maybe you wish a program would be started to kind of to serve a certain need?
I think this area, this community is very lucky for what is being offered. I guess there's always a way to improve or add, but I think we have such a good offering in this community right now. Whether it's the learning and retirement, or mental health or physical, there's just so many programs in the community that I think is addressing the needs of the people.
Barb, I see you shaking your head. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes, very much so. I think our community is very blessed. There's a lot of organizations and groups that are really have a strong interest in what is going on with with the senior population in our community and just in our community as a whole. I think, you know, we are stellar in the things that we offer, and we're very, very much at the pulse of what's happening in our community, both from a senior standpoint and from a family standpoint. I think that people are very aware of what the needs are and are very sincere about trying to help in any way that we can.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
We've been talking with Barb Schaefer, fitness director for the La Crosse Area YMCA, Mychor Lee, health educator for the La Crosse County Health Department, and Jan Olson, president of UWL's Learning and Retirement Program, about local opportunities for healthy aging. Today's show is the fourth in our monthly series on aging in the Cooley region. Every month, we hope to explore a new issue related to the growing population of people 65 and older in our area. In May, during the next show in our series, we'll talk about another issue affecting seniors in local communities. And that's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. The executive producer for Newsmakers is John Gatto, and our senior news editor and producer is John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers. You'll also find links to some of the resources and programs that we talked about today. Our site also has archives of other past editions of Newsmakers, and if you'd like to share comments or make suggestions for future shows, you'll find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/newsmakers. For updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more, like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.